The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all the things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you," and again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels he says, "Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire." But to the Son he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail." But to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstools"? And they are not all ministering spirits, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the epistle of our teacher, St. Jude, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For the certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain but left their own abode. He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts. In these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
From the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested in the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. There is a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, "Cornelius." And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. So when he had explained all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray, about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at four corners, descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean." And a voice spoke to him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. Now while Peter wondered with himself what the vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and confirm the Holy Church of God forever. Amen.
Day of the blessed month of Hatur, may God in the kingdom and goodness and renew it for us in peace, and tranquility, where our sin and the good, and forgive it through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the feast of the honored Archangel Michael, Pope of Alexandria, the 19th Pope of Alexandria, so that the people out of unwillingness will celebrate a feast in the great temple of the star Zuhal in Alexandria on the 12th of Hatur of every year, where they offer sacrifices and distribute its meat on the poor. When the date of the feast drew near, the patriarch gathered the Christians, preached and explained to them that this feast is for a pagan idol, and it was necessary to demolish the temple of Zuhal and replace this pagan feast with the feast of the Archangel Michael, the head of the heavenly hosts. He stands at all times before the great throne of God, interceding on behalf of the human race for the sake of the waters of the rivers, the seeds and the herbs, and the air of heaven. This way, the custom of celebrating the feast continued, where sacrifices were offered as a charity to the poor and the needy in the name of the Archangel Michael. They agreed to demolish the temple and to build it in its place a church. That church was consecrated on the 12th of Hatur after the name of Archangel Michael, who was with the saints strengthening and comforting them until they completed their spiritual strife. An example of one of the Archangel Michael miracles, a God-fearing man whose name was Dorisius and his wife Theopista, held a festival of commemoration of the honored Archangel Michael on the 12th day of each month. It happened that this righteous family fell on hard time and had nothing to celebrate with the commemoration of the honored Michael. So they took their clothes to sell, that they might have a feast. Michael, the archangel, appeared to Dorisius in the form of an honored man, and commanded him not to sell his clothes, but to go to a shipmaster and to take from him a sheep worth 1/3 of a dinar. He was also to go to a fisherman and to take from him a fish worth 1/3 of a dinar. But Dorisius was not to slide open the belly of the flesh until he came back to him. Finally, he was to go to a flour merchant and to take from him as much flour as he needed for the feast. Dorisius did as the archangel commanded him. He invited the people, as was his custom, to the feast honoring the Archangel Michael. After they had finished the celebration and all the people had departed, the archangel appeared to Dorisius as before and commanded him to cut open the belly of the fish. He found 300 dinars of gold and 3 coins, each is 1/3 of a dinar. He told him these 3 coins were for the sheep, the fish, and the flour, and the 300 dinars were for him and his children. The angel told him, God had remembered them and their oblations and had rewarded them here with this money in this world. and with the kingdom of heaven on the last day. As Dorotheus and his wife were amazed at these sayings, the archangel Michael said to them, "I am Michael the archangel, who delivered you from all your tribulations, and I have taken you ablutions and alms up to God. You shall lack no good things whatsoever in this world." They prostrated themselves before him, and he disappeared and went up into heaven. This was one of the innumerable miracles of the dishonored angel. The intercession of the honored archangel Michael be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 254 of the martyrs, Saint John the Syrian departed. He was one of the eminent Syrian monks. He was born just after the death of his father, so his pious mother raised him up well. When he grew, he became a monk in the monastery of Mare Thomas the Apostle in Cilicia, Syria. He grew in the monastic life and excelled in the church subjects. He was ordained a priest and was appointed an abbot for the monastery, which he managed with patience and wisdom. He established another monastery on the bank of the Euphrates River in the year 530 AD. Afterwards, he went to Constantinople and studied the Greek literature. He wrote several books, commentaries on the Holy Scriptures, on the virginal birth, the glorious resurrection, and some homilies about the martyrs. When he finished his good and over, he departed, and be the blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Seios ava yo enes bimo onechos agios o Theos agios yesheros agios athanatos o ekparthenos genetis elexonimes agios o Theos agios yesheros agios athanatos o stavrothis dimes elexonimes Sonimes agios o Theos, agios yesheros, agios athanatos o anastas ekton nekron ke anelthon, stos oranos ele, sonimes doxemetri ke eio ke agio pneumati kenin ke ai, ke stos eonas ton eonon amine gatrias ele,
Shtin Izmo erini pasi O Master Lord Jesus Christ our God, who said to the apostles, apostles, many proud righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you hear and have not heard them. But as for I for you see and hear for the hear, may be worthy to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospels, to the prayer of your sins.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our Master of Business to remember the supplications and prayer which offer upon to Lord our God. Those have only fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Give me a promise on it to fall. هو بمخافة الله ستر سماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلم القديس ماري متى الإنجيل البشير والتلميذ الطاهر بركاته علينا أمين. من مزامير ترتيل أبينا داود النبي الملك بركاته علينا أمين. بارك رب يا جميع ملائكته المقتدرين بقوتهم الصانعين قوله باركوا يا جميع قواته خدام العاملين إرادته الليل ويا مبارك الآتي باسم رب إله القوات ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا ملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد أمين. قال لهم مثلا آخر يشبه ملكوت السماوات إنسانا زرع زرعا جيدا في حقله وفي مناس نيام جاء عدوه وزرع زوانا في وسط الحنطة ومضى فلما طلع النبات وصنع ثمرا حينئذ ظهر الزوان أيضا فجاء عبيد رب البيت وقالوا له يا سيد أليس زرعا جيدا زرعت في حقلك من أين له زوان؟ قال لهم إنسان عدو فعل هذا. فقال له العبيد أتريد أن نذهب ونجمعه؟ فقال لا لئلا تقلعوا الحنطة مع الزوان وأنتم تجمعونه دعوهما ينميان كلاهما معا إلى الحصاد وفي وقت الحصاد أقول للحصادين اجمعوا أولا الزوان واحزموه حزما ليحرق وأما الحنطة فاجمعوها إلى مخزني. قال لهم مثلا آخر يشبه ملكوت السماوات حبة خردل أخذها إنسان وزرعها في حقله وهي أصغر جميع البذور ولكن متى نمت فهي أكبر البقول وتصير شجرة حتى أن طيور السماء تأتي وتتآوى في أغصانها. قال لهم مثلا آخر يشبه ملكوت السماوات خميرة أخذتها امرأة وخبأتها في ثلاثة أكياد دقيق حتى اختمر الجميع. هذا كله كلم به يسوع الجموع بأمثال وبدون مثل لم يكن يكلمهم لكي يتم ما قيل بالنبي سأفتح بأمثال فمي وأنطق بمكتومات منذ تأسيس العالم. حينئذ انصرف يسوع الجموع وجاء إلى البيت فتقدم إليه تلاميذ قائلين فسر لنا يا مثل زوان الحق. فأجاب الزارع الزرع الجيد هو ابن الإنسان والحقل هو العالم والزرع الجيد هو بنو الملكوت والزوان هو بنو الشرير والعدو الذي زرعه هو إبليس والحصاد هو انقضاء العالم والحصادون هم الملائكة. فكما يجمع الزوان ويحرق بالنار هكذا يكون في انقضاء هذا العالم. يرسل ابن الإنسان ملائكته فيجمعون من ملكوته جميع المعاثر وفاعل الاسم ويطرحونهم في أتون النار هناك يكون البكاء وصرير الأسنان. حينئذ يضوء الأبرار كالشمس في ملكوت أبيهم من له أذنان للسمع فليسمع